Hello everyone. To celebrate the launch of my new book, The Galway Connemara, please enjoy this sneak peek of the audiobook edition. You can buy the paperback, hardcover, ebook and audiobook on my website, elainehealybooks.com. The Galway Connemara is inspired by Black Beauty and it follows the life of an Irish Connemara pony called Lear. The story is told in his own words. I hope you like it.
Chapter 5. One fine morning, I was brought in with several of the other young Connemaras. I expected to restart my training, to go back in the paddock with the whip and the lunge, or even to be put in a saddle and sat on like some of the others. But instead we were greeted by the sight of a large red truck. We had seen the truck before. Sometimes it took mares away for a day or so and then brought them back. Other times, one of the ridden horses would be gone for the day. Nana said they went to show off. The year before we had watched another field of young horses go on it, but none of them had come back. At first, we were curious about it. But as the humans began to put the others on, I realized we were being taken somewhere. All the young horses I had been brought in with were going to leave. Like them, I knew we wouldn't be coming back. I called out for Nana and my mother, hearing her answer my frantic calls as I was hauled towards the ramp. I tried to pull away, to run back to Nana, but they quickly shoved a rope around my backside, pulling on it and cracking the whip. I could hear Erin whinnying loudly for me too. I was pushed and dragged into the lorry, a partition closing on me so I couldn't escape. I caught a glimpse of Nana through it, a final look at her before Delaney was forced in beside me and the ramp closed, blocking her out along with the light. The lorry lurched as it trundled along, all of us struggling to stay upright with the strange swaying motion. The lorry smelt odd, a combination of stale straw, previous occupants, acrid fumes and our own scent. Sweat ran down my body as I tried to stay calm and upright. From either side I heard the heavy breathing of two of my field mates. None of us knew where we were going or why. Had we known the truth, we may have tried harder not to go into the lorry. We were unloaded and stuck in little pens with straw on the floor. There were lots of other Connemaras there too. Most of us were a similar age, equally terrified and lost. Some shut down completely, trying to huddle as far away from things as possible, pushing themselves into the corners of the pens, their heads low. They looked small and frozen. Others, like myself, took comfort from the fact we weren't alone, huddling together and wondering what was happening, all equally confused. The sales are an awful place for horses, especially when you are new to them. Crowded, loud and full of strange smells, sights and sounds. For someone who has only ever known life in an open field, the sales were a most terrifying place. It assaulted every sense I had and overwhelmed me immensely. I felt suddenly like I knew what those Spanish ancestors of mine had gone through when they had tumbled into the stormy seas from their wrecked ships, abandoned to sink and die or swim to safety on the shore. I quickly discovered most of the horses I was with had been backed and ridden, though they were my age. It somehow seemed wrong. I was 3, and I was uncertain of my own balance, let alone the ability to balance a human too. Would the fact I couldn't carry a human yet be bad in this place, I wondered. Soon people began to wander by the pens. They would stop and look at us, consulting little blue books they held in their hands. I came to understand these blue books told the humans about us, saying things like our age and if we had already been backed. Broken and brought on slowly was a common phrase it seemed. I wasn't sure why anyone would want to break something, and it seemed contradictory to break it and then bring it on. Some of the humans looked us over with hard eyes. I wasn't sure why, but I didn't like the looks they gave us. A woman came by after a while. She looked kind and had black hair with some grey flecks through it. It strangely reminded me of Nana, with her grey flecked muzzle. She looked about the same age as Jack. Unlike the others, she seemed less interested in the paper and more interested in us. She came up to each pen, talking calmly with a soothing voice. Still, some of the horses wouldn't move, but I decided I liked her voice. She clicked at me softly and I took a step towards her. She smiled and I came closer still. She rubbed my forehead and scratched my withers. It was a nice relief. A moment of comfort and calm in a chaotic atmosphere. She spoke to a man who stood beside her with the catalogue. He flicked through it and read a section aloud. Lear 3 years. Full oversized Connemara grey, he said. Unbacked, injury to foreleg now healed, good breeding. He sounds great, the lady smiled at me. If you say so, Lucy, you're the expert, he smiled at her and patted my neck. Good boy. They left and it made me sad to watch them go. But then people came to take us out one by one. I watched as the others were led away to somewhere unseen. As each one left, I began to feel more and more nervous. Where did they go? What did they do? What was expected of me? And what happened after? I wanted Nana and called out, but there was no answer. Other horses called out too, looking for someone familiar, someone to reassure them. Finally, it was my turn. I was brought out of the little pen and led towards a gateway. I shrank into myself, terrified of what was happening all around me. Confused and scared, I inched forward. The gate was pulled open, and I was led into a little sandy arena. People sat all around me on chairs. A sea of strange faces. I looked around them, some stern, some smiling. The human leading me began to walk me around the ring one way and then the other, trotting me next, and making me do the things I had done on the lunge line in the paddock. I wanted to look at the people, but when I did, I felt I'd overbalance and fall. Memories of the fence and the poles and the pain flooded back, and I tried to focus on my feet. Lot 107, 3 years old, grey unbacked oversized Connemara to make 15.2 hh. Who will start the bidding? The announcer droned on and on as I paraded around trying to stay upright and breathe. It felt endless, as if I were there for hours. Eventually, there was a hammer strike. Sold, the announcer said. I wasn't sure what had just happened. But when I looked up, I saw the friendly woman from earlier smiling at me and hugging the man beside her. As I was taken out of the ring, she was waiting for me. She smiled, taking the rope from the man who had led me around. She patted and stroked me. I looked at her, knowing the fear probably showed on my face if she chose to see it. Hello, Lear. It's all going to be all right, she soothed. You'll be all right. I didn't know it then, but these two were to be my first real humans, the first ones I would call my own, and it would be Lucy who would show me how horses should really be taken care of.
Thanks for listening. You can buy the paperback, hardcover, ebook, and audiobook on my website at elainehaneybooks.com.